Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Before we get to the less important things, winning Jersey, winning the Supreme Court, or voting non-retention of three of the progressives there. I'm always looking for physical fitness, people that are successful at it. You got to get those tips from Scott Presler, down 20 pounds here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Scott, welcome back. Let's talk the important stuff first. How did Presler do it?
Hey, Dom. Well, actually, I hope you can hear me okay because I'm out for a hike right now. I've already done about 3.5 miles today. I try to do at least 4 a day. And actually, since you've last spoken to me, I am down 23 pounds. And I've done it the healthy way. I have reduced the amount of calories I'm consuming. I cut out Starbucks completely. And I'm making more healthy choices. I know it sounds weird, but I eat chicken first thing for breakfast in the morning. And that helps me keep full of it.
Oh, God. Dan, do we have him on YouTube there hiking? Is that why you're laughing?
I wish we had known that.
Yeah. We have to get a connection. Chicken in the morning, though.
I know. People are probably going to think that's weird. But, hey, people eat eggs for breakfast. An egg is just a chicken. So
wait, Scott, are you like in the middle of a forest right now somewhere just calling us?
I'm literally in the middle of the woods in Berkeley Park.
I love that.
In Virginia, talking to Dom.
I thought you were in Pike County, your favorite, just saying Pike County.
That's amazing, Scott.
Oh, God. So, Scott, where are we now with ramping up now? We're getting into summer season and shore season. I know you had people on various boardwalks and locations across the Jersey Shore that are allowing your people to be in there and registering voters, et cetera. Where are we in Jersey?
Well, I really want to give our team a shout out. We have 12 full-time staff on the ground across New Jersey's 21 counties, and we're going into malls. We're at farmers markets. We're at gun shops like Gun for Hire in Passaic County, and we shoot over in Lakewood, New Jersey. And this summer, we're going to be going to the boardwalk. And even in fact, I hear that Jason Aldean is having a big concert in the next couple of weeks. And guess what? We are going to be there registering all of those beautiful Jason Aldean supporters. And we got new data today, Dom and Henry and Dan. So here are the new numbers. The Democrats gained 2,200 voters statewide, Garden statewide, while Republicans gained 2,700, meaning that despite all of the Democrats with all of their candidates and their tens of millions of dollars, Republicans are still outpacing and out-registering Democrats in the Garden State. I think that shows the excitement leading up into the all-important June 10th primary. That is the June 10th primary.
And I think, President Trump today, Scott, is doing a telephone town hall for Jack Ciattarelli, because I guess it's the early voting period in Jersey right now in the primaries. I think it kicks off today, and that's why he's doing it.
Well, you know, I'm staying out of the primary. I'm letting the beautiful people of New Jersey decide. President Trump has made his endorsement in the June 10th primary. But I do want to encourage people, early voting, as you just brilliantly stated, is from June 3rd to June 8th, June 3rd through Sunday, June 8th. So if you're not going to be in town on the 10th, if you have any inkling, any iota of a feeling that you're not going to be able to vote on Tuesday, June 10th, please make your voices heard. If you're an independent voter, you'll be able to choose right then and there and cast a Republican ticket. And if you're already registered as a Republican, brilliant, you'll be able to get your Republican ballot for the June 10th primary.
Absolutely. And Scott, in Pennsylvania, now that the Krasner thing is over, and several people have told me they're returning their registration, how's it going with the three judges?
Today is a beautiful day. And not only is our New Jersey data good, but our Pennsylvania data is also good. And I can confirm to you that in the last week, Democrats only gained 47 voters, whereas Republicans gained over 200 voters. Now, a little asterisk in there is if you look at the reporting data, very small counties like Lycoming or Clearfield or Clarion, they have reported their data, but there is still significant non-reporting since the primary on May 20th for the majority of counties, meaning that if we already are seeing gains this week, wait until next Monday at 2 p.m. on 1210 Doc Radio, where I'm going to talk about our next weekly update of numbers, which I think is going to be even better.
Now, Scott, you're hiking there in Virginia. Are you going to be doing anything this coming week in the area? Any events anywhere near us?
You know, it's my mom's birthday, and so I am a good son.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. And I come home every so often because I want to make not only my fitness a priority, not only politics a priority, but I need to make my family. I've given up a lot of time in order to do work for our country, and I think it's time to bring it back home with mom and dad.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Scott. So, yeah, well, everybody deserves a breather. You're directing things, though, from afar. You have such good people out there, seasoned people now. Just one tip. If you're down at Mulligan's or your guys are this year, you don't need to register Roe again. Four of them came up there in the back room the last time. So she's all ready to go to vote.
Well, I tell you, I'm going to make it a significant I'm going to try my best to be there at Mulligan's this year. Right now, fingers crossed, it looks like I will be able to go. I am bound to my word as a man, so I don't want to confirm just yet.
Right. Okay.
But give me a call later this week, Dom, and let's talk Wildwood at Mulligan's for the 20th. And then furthermore, I just want to say one last thing while we're on the phone, is remember, guys, in addition to the note of retention for Supreme Court, we do have our Republican candidates. Our candidates for Superior Court and Commonwealth Court are Matt Wolford and Maria Batista. We have selected our candidates, and we need to do everything we can for Batista and Wolford. And I do want to give one last shout out to Chairman Senator Greg Rothman, because he has actually invited me to do a voter registration training at the Harrisburg quarterly GOP meeting with all 67 committee men and committee women.
Wait a minute. You buried the lead here. Finally, I want to salute him too, Scott, because people are coming around. Once they see you in action once, once they realize what you do, as Ro and I saw you in Avalon, and I've seen you in 100 situations, that is so good that the establishment, the Republican leader, Greg Rothman, is having you with all 67, and you work well with them. You're not out to, not you, you want their resort, you want to join with them.
No, well, let me make it clear to anyone, and I know a lot of people listen to your show now that we do it every Monday at 2. I'm here to win, guys. I will work with anyone to defeat the Democrats. And I mean that. I will work with anyone. I will work with every patriot group. I will work with every libertarian. I will work with any member that's a committee man, committee woman, state senator, state representative, chairman. I want so badly to create a red commonwealth for the future and going into 2028. So the Democrats, they won't even touch Pennsylvania because you guys have done such a good job. So let me make that evident. I will work with every single conservative force in the Commonwealth to make sure that we have victory this November and beyond.
Absolutely. To help do that, where do we go, Scott?
So my organization is earlyvoteaction.com, earlyvoteaction.com. And you can also, listen, X is on fire right now. If you're not on X, thanks to Elon Musk, I encourage you, make an account today, join the conversation, and on social media is everywhere. My name is at Scott Pressler, P-R-E-S-L-E-R.
Never a more adapt. I wish I had thought of it first. The quality that I like best about you is a quality I tried, the persistence. You are a quarter extraordinaire. Can I court your vote?
No, seriously. And we'll leave it at that. New Jersey, I court your vote on June 10th in the primary. I court your vote on Tuesday, November 4th, 2025, to replace Democrat Governor Murphy with a Republican governor. And every beautiful voter in Pennsylvania, I court you, too, to vote no to retention to Justices Donahue, Dougherty, and Wett. And this is going to be a phenomenal, productive week. Let's go.
Absolutely, Scott. Enjoy the hike. Thank you, Scott. Thanks for checking in.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks, gentlemen.
All right. Hopefully at Mulligan's. It wouldn't be the same without him. Mulligan's this year on the calendar, though, is going to be June 20th, of course, internationally now recognized. I just saw that this morning, Dan. In Egypt, they recognize Dom Giordano Day. They say it happens.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What do they do out there for the day?
The Egyptian press says if you're in Wildwood, you know, people's summer there, Dom Giordano Day.
Look at that.
And July 4th will be the second Mulligan's this year. So there'll be scotch drinking. I'm sure we'll get Jeff Van Drew there, et cetera. But we hope to have Scott. I know we got a lot of other people coming to the event. Linda Kearns we're honoring, Fred Herron over there in Bucks County, and maybe another surprising guest at some point. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. Let me go to Robert in Bensalem on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Dom Henry, it's good to talk to you guys today.
Same here.
If I could weigh in one last time on the sauce gravy thing,
okay.
And I would maintain to you that this is only an argument in the Italian community, okay? Everybody else calls it sauce, and that's because it's based on a fruit. The only time it's called gravy is when it's based on a meat or a chicken or something.
Right.
But I was grocery shopping last night. And just out of curiosity, I went over to the spaghetti sauce aisle, and Ragu and Bertoli, even Paul Newman agree with me that it is sauce. And when you put meat in it, it's called meat sauce. Now, that being said, if you are Italian and your grandmother told you it's gravy, okay? But for most of us people out here, it's sauce. And I guess that's all I have to say about that. I don't understand.
Wait a minute. Paul Newman, a raisin. I don't see any of the Italian stuff there enough with Paul Newman. I wouldn't cite him as an expert witness.
Yeah, that's why I threw him in last.
Okay.
I went with Bertoli and Ragu. But I'll leave it there because that's going to go on longer than the our great taste, less filling argument will, I'm sure. But
well, I'm going to settle the niche one when I'm down at Mulligan's. So I'm going to, you know, there's going to be a resolution passed by somebody to settle that one.
That will never be settled either, Dominic. But that's what makes life interesting, right? For the answer to the side question, I want to go with the Sopranos, and not so much because I felt good about it, but because I think that they could probably fix the ending. when that restaurant door opened, that should have been a season finale. It should not have been the series finale. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, they did a good job with the prequel on that. I think it was Saints of New Jersey or something
Newark.
Like that.
Saints of Newark.
I thought that was a really good movie, and it tied up some loose ends. You found out what a whack job Junior was and Tony's right. mother. But I think that they could do something with that would be outstanding. If they, you know, like maybe AJ was there when his father gets shot and he takes over or something like that. You know what I mean?
All right.
I would love to see The Sopranos.
Thanks, Robert. Good one. By the way, Henry, would you agree? The Saints of Newark really took away the glamour of, I mean, The Sopranos had an element of glamour to it, if you will.
I agree.
Yeah. And that's what they are. They're more the Saints of Newark. They're not glamorous figures, you know, by and large. Yeah.
And I especially didn't care for the actor portraying Silvio in that. I thought he was way too over the top, just trying to speak like a stereotypical Italian guy.
In Saints of Newark.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't remember the guy's name, but like that's the guy playing Sylvia. I was like, get this guy off the
screen. And Tony's father, you know, was typical, just a cheap, you know,
Johnny Boy.
Yeah, Johnny Boy. Yeah. No glamour that Tony Soprano may have had in some way, shape, or form.
No, he didn't have that mystique at all.
Exactly.
Definitely.
Yeah. So it doesn't make for great art, but it's truer.
I also got to go against Robert here. You can't. That ending is the perfect
ending. Oh, it is. Going to black, too, and people were screaming at the TV. We had watch stuff going on and all. That was great. I commend that ending. Endings are hard to stick, without a doubt. But right now, a beginning. It is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
All right, today we're playing for a pair of tickets to see Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra Friday, July 11th at Wildwood Public High School. For tickets, visit joeconklin.com/, hosted by Dom Giordano, /.
Hey, look at that.
It's a reprise, and I may wear the same outfit that I wore to the Politics and Pints.
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah, I haven't worn those shoes. They're in the box since then, but it may come our way. All right, Henry or Dan, what do you have?
I wonder if anyone will cosplay as Dom Giordano that night, maybe wear some white shoes, because...
You know what? For mulligans, if I can find it, let me write that down.
Oh, are we cosplaying as Dom Giordano now? Like
yes.
They do at the fan expos and the Comic Cons and such?
Oh, I gotta get a pair of white shoes. If I row, get out there, get a cheap pair of white shoes.
So, Dom, if you
cheap,
go...
Cheap, very cheap.
If
gotta
you
be
do
cheap.
I'm going to dress up as Dom Giordano. If you go to a Comic-Con or a fan expo, it's a good chance that you'll see somebody dressed as a guy by the name of Mal. Mal comes from a TV show, Dom, that's a cult favorite that ended in 2002. Well, it ran from 2002 to 2003. And, Dom, this series, it was canceled with 3 episodes left and then got a movie because fans were so angry. They needed it back. The director of this show, Dom, went on to become one of the biggest directors in Hollywood, actually producing one of the biggest superhero films of all time. Well, Dom, I'm going to play a theme from a show that was canceled that definitely deserves to be revived now, especially with some of the actors being much bigger than they were at the time. I think it might be pretty good. So, Dom, playing the theme. We want to know what theme this show comes from. Take a listen. Now, Dom, this show, it's crazy because when it was on air, it averaged, I'm going to tell you, 4.7 million viewers per episode, which placed it 98th in the Nielsen ratings at the time. Well, to contextualize that, that would have placed it number 7 if it were played in 2025 because of the live viewership decreased so much.
Right.
It's crazy that so many people watch that show and it still has such a following. Maybe bring it back. We want to know the name of the TV show that this theme comes from.
All right, hit us with that. You're off to see Joe Conklin at Wildwood High School on July 11th. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push #1210.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't care, I'm still free. You can't take the sky from me.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Kicking it all off next Friday, June 6th, live broadcast from Mercedes-Benz of Westchester. We were just out there around Christmas, part of the Piazza Premium Automobiles family. Every month, Dawn will be featuring a few pets available for adoption.
Come out.
Come on out.
Watch the broadcast. We'll entertain you, and then hopefully you can adopt some needy pet from the Brandywine SPCA.
Come for Dawn, dogs, and the donuts. Stay for soccer.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.
Hi, I'm John. This is my wife, Lisa, and we have been with Crash Proof since 2021.
I always felt very risky being in the market because if the market crashes, you lose everything you've worked your whole life for. With Crash Proof Retirement, in 2024, we earned 14%. In 2025, the market has gone down, but we still didn't lose that interest that we earned in 2024. It gets added to my principal, and that becomes my new principal.
I love it, man. Every year I start with a new high. I have more money than last year, and I have a whole nother year to make more, hopefully, but I guarantee not lose money, and that is what I love. I get to keep all of my money in my system, and we never pay fees. I don't know where you can find that anywhere on this earth, but I found it here and I'm pretty happy about it.
Schedule an appointment or register for our next event at the William Penn Inn on June 10th, 800-722-9728 or crashproofretirement.com.
For Governor, Jack Cittarelli has President Trump's complete and total endorsement.
This is Jack Cittarelli. Just like President Trump is taking on the status quo in Washington, when I'm governor, we're going to do the same in New Jersey. I'll end Murphy Sanctuary State for illegals, stop overdevelopment in our suburbs, cap property taxes, and instead of worrying about kids' pronouns, we'll get back to teaching the basics in our schools.
Jack Cittarelli, President Trump's only endorsed candidate for governor. Paid for by Cittarelli for Governor Inc., P.O. Box 225, Annandale, New Jersey.
Do you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is letting everyone know about great debt relief options now available to help people with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of your credit card debt. Get a free debt relief consultation when you call 800-586-4040. 800-586-4040. 800-586-4040.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds, through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at Hims.com/radio, and from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio for your free online visit. hims.com/radio.
It's Dom time. Dom Giordano. Weekdays, noon till 3 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
It's Dom. Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, playing for tickets to see the great Joe Conklin and the Conklins. There's six of them, I think, in the show down in Wildwood on July 11th. For tickets, visit joeconklin.com. Let's hear the clue.
Take my love, take my love.
Sorry about that.
Okay.
Take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free. You can't take the sky from me.
And Dom, this was a Fox show back in 2002 that was unrightfully canceled. It was made by a person who went on to become one of the biggest directors in Hollywood, creating one of the biggest superhero films of all time.
Let's go to Lou in Mount Laurel. All right, Lou, what show is it?
That is Firefly.
Hey, look at that.
All right, Lou, were you a big fan?
Yes.
Oh, I love to hear that.
What's the attraction? What was the attraction?
Just the way the characters were. I fell in love with the characters, really, and just the way they were. You know,
all right,
were
Lou. I hope to see you in Wildwood on July 11th. Get those tickets to see Joe Conklin. It's a great event. We did it over in Abington, and each event there's a charity. There's a whole big thing they bring in, and you have to see the number of Conklins that are involved in this. It's incredible. And Joe Conklin will be with us on Dom Day in Wildwood. He'll be there in the 1 o'clock hour. I think we're going to need bigger tables this time. We have more people in the noon hour around this. And I know our buddy Robin is talking to Ron Jaworski, Dan.
Oh, yeah.
About, you know, a little football throw sort of thing.
Huh,
I'm sure
awesome.
One quick lesson from him, I could throw it 40 yards and you'll throw it 60. Well, 60 is a little bit much. 50. 50.
Get him out there. That'd be awesome.
I wish we had measured yours when we did it, though. I told Ro by my eye it was definitely 44 yards.
Yeah, I don't know if it was that.
Yeah.
Yeah. In flip-flops, no. Dom, but check it out. Nathan Fillion, Alan Tudyk, Gina Torres in Firefly. Cult classic series. Kind of like a Star Wars, a Western kind of vibe, along with space, that's become a cult classic. You go to any of those fan expos, you'll see a Mal or some others as well.
All right, we may do that again tomorrow. I think the prize might be Conklin tickets tomorrow at around 2:13 or so. By the way, on the show tomorrow, Bill O'Reilly, back from China, is at 12:15. We'll find out. Remember, he was going to China. The Chinese wanted to go back and forth. Oh, my God. With O'Reilly, I'm surprised they let him out of the country, about President Trump. What are his observations on that? Plus, Boulder, where this happened, if you followed O'Reilly when he was on Fox, he routinely would send waters there or attack Boulder, Colorado himself. Why? It's one of the most liberal, progressive, at that time at least it was. So it will be interesting to get his take on what's been developing today around all this. The White House is sending the DOGE cuts to Congress this week. We'll see how that goes. And the big, beautiful bill, I guess they start to take it up tomorrow, will start to play out. Is the Senate really going to ask for more cuts than the House did? Well, bring it on. That's good if they're absolutely going to do that. This is not going to be easy. Look, I love Rand Paul, but Rand Paul has to relent on this. Not a perfect bill. If this doesn't get through, though, let's say Rand Paul's able to stop it. He claims four senators will not sign off on anything like this. Then that's it. Tax cuts go away. Everything else goes away. All the things that are in there that people want. Scott Bessent yesterday on, I think he was on Face the Nation 2, said, you can maneuver, but I'll tell you two things you're not going to maneuver on. The no tax on tips and no tax on overtime. Those things you are not going to maneuver around. And I think Trump is pretty serious about those. Those are direct things that he ran on, that he talked about. The no tax on Social Security, that's all over the place. And one other thing on the pardons. Now we have 50 Cent, who once, Dan, can you imagine? Villanova never forgot this for their midnight basketball kickoff. They had 50 Cent there. And this was around the time that he was once shot 9 times or 10 he was hit, something like that. He says he is going to make sure that President Trump does not pardon P. Diddy. He's going to rat him out on various things to Trump, and there'll be no pardon. Look, this stuff with Trump or any president pardons, it's going too far. There's no way that this guy should be pardoned. You know it, and I know it. I'm seeing the odds are it's a 50-50 shot, though, that he could be. That would just be, it's endless here. But 50 Cent now involved in diplomacy to make sure that does not happen. We had the horrific shooting over the weekend. Today reported that a number of Democrat Socialists of America's caucus, which includes AOC and others, and an anti-Israel student group are signatories of a letter endorsing what was done when those two members, those two Jewish professionals, were murdered at that event in Washington just about a week or so ago. The left will not give it up on this and Gaza. They're not going to stop. They're going to egg people on. You're going to see this constantly. What's the remedy? Well, two things. Vote them out of office and push back on places like Boulder who are not strong enough in going after this stuff. All right, 855-839-1210. I'm coming to you. Hit us on the side question today. King of the Hill is going to be revived. And Dan, is there a guy named Redcorn in King of the Hill? I don't know who he played. Henry, do you know that?
No, I'm not too familiar with the show, though.
Well, it's going to be revived, but I just read a moment ago that this guy was shot to death. You might want to check that out, Dan. I know you're a fan of King of the Hill.
I know a few voice actors are no longer with us. I don't know if...
Well, no, this just happened.
This just happened.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, I'm looking at it. Yeah.
Yeah, who is it?
Killed in a shooting. Jonathan Joss. King of the Hill's Jonathan Redcorn.
Okay. This is why revivals are so hard.
What? No, come on.
That's why they're so hard. All the voice actors always get shot.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot.
If you say that, though, it's like every time they have a revival, someone gets shot.
Well, I meant people die. You know, there's other circumstances. Yeah, yeah. Caitlyn Jenner is no longer Bruce Jenner. You know what I mean? Anything could happen here. You change the plot. All right, here's what we're going
to
do.
Hank Hill went out to like Saudi Arabia for a couple of years.
Yeah
okay. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. See, that's why the revival. Can you imagine you doing it? Bruce Jenner, decathlon hero. I love the guy when he was the first decathlete that popped. Then suddenly he's Caitlyn Jenner. Go figure. It's hard to do. All right, get in. 855-839-1210. You'll get a line. Hey, big news, Rescue Natural Supplements is rolling back the clock in prices. That's right, the supplements you trust at prices you haven't seen in over a decade. Plus, they're offering a massive 33% off on top of already discounted 2010 rollback pricing. That's every product, omega-3s, probiotics, joint support, everything. Prices roll back to get you ready for summer. Just use the code WELLNESS at checkout for 33% off that entire order on Rescue single bottles. To order, call a Rescue product consultant, 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Or shop online by visiting res-q.com, res-q.com. Feel better, get active, turn back the clock with Rescue's 2010 pricing. Again, use that code WELLNESS, 33% off any single bottle. That code WELLNESS, WELLNESS, for 33% off on top of 2010 rollback pricing. Get healthy, get saving at res-q.com. Do it today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey. All right, Dom Giordano. All right. It is Dom time here on a Monday. Side question. We'll come to your answers. A couple of things. One, this is the biggest ICE operation yet, Operation Patriot. Approximately 1,500 people here illegally in the Boston area primarily. Bill Malugin, who's really good on Fox, says 1,461. We'll take it. It's the biggest yet. So they are making headway. And the Boulder attack with this guy here illegally, shirtless, flamethrower, all that is an example of what we need to do. But the king of hair, and Dan, you might be able to find this under his on Twitter, his handle on Twitter, at Gov Murphy.
That's a good side question. Who's the actual king of hair?
Ah, you know what?
Yeah.
May do that tomorrow.
I was thinking Don King was coming here for a second.
No.
Okay, we're talking Murphy. Okay.
Yeah, he looks like he still has the twirl, but maybe you can find this. He has just officially announced in honor of Taylor Swift bringing the Eras Tour to MetLife Stadium, I am declaring the Taylor Swift ham, egg, and cheese
the
official state sandwich. Now, in Jersey,
Swift or the Taylor ham?
Taylor Swift ham.
He's combining them.
Ham and cheese.
Gosh.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I want to play that if we can.
Are you seeing a tweet? Or?
Yeah, it's on his Twitter. Welcome to New Jersey. We're waiting for you at Taylor Swift 13. Yeah. That's where I'm seeing.
Oh, yeah, that's an old tweet, though.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought this was
May 25th, 2023.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It just surfaced.
I have it if you want it.
Yeah, though. Let's hear him a little bit. Yeah.
Eras Tour's already gone, yeah.
In New Jersey, we have a reputation for a great war between Taylor ham and pork roll.
There you go. That's why I was going.
Usually, we let you call it what you want, but since we have a superstar coming to town, we know all too well that we should commemorate
these are all
the occasion. So today,
stop it,
we are declaring the official state sandwich of New Jersey a Taylor Swift ham, egg, and cheese.
Oh, no. And I said,
well,
stop
my
a
bank
couple
shot.
Days. All those were lyrics from Taylor Swift songs, too.
Oh, okay.
And I hate that I know that. But
my bank shot would be we're declaring it Gravy Fest. We're declaring it Gravy Day at Mulligan's.
Welcome to New Jersey, Taylor. We've been waiting for you.
Oh, my God.
And it would have been a cruel summer without you.
Oh, man. I was talking with Johnny today, back and forth a little bit. I think he thinks it's sauce, but his wife thinks it's gravy. So, Dan, that might add some intrigue when we're at Mulligan's on June 20th.
Phil Murphy's a gravy guy.
Oh, yeah? No, he's a definite sauce guy. You like hair tomorrow for the side question. Who's the real king of hair?
Yeah, who's the king of hair?
You know what?
Yeah.
I got to mark that down. This guy would be in the running. So we can do both Elvis. Legitimate and also bizarre.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, let's go to, I would say Elvis is the all-time hair. If I didn't have my hair, I'd want that. Or, alternative, Joe of Columbus. Take that hair off that guy. Let's make some wigs. Hi, Joe.
Tom, is that, I could be a side job, I guess, right?
Oh, yeah. Grow the hair. Donation. We'll cut it off.
Tom, you know in baseball jargon where the ham and egger is?
Yeah, sure.
It's a nobody.
Yes.
It's a nobody. I love it. Call her a ham and egger, please. I can go up to that arena anytime, and I will not for her. Absolutely not. Even if my daughter begged me. My side answer was, and I didn't think it was on long enough. It was a great satire spoof from a town called Camden, Texas. I think the liberals would have a field day with it. Like, look at these guys. Look at these conservatives, the way they act out there. It was such a good show. They all lived in trailers and mobile homes. And constantly the police department would be get confused with Camden, New Jersey, and get sent all this top-of-the-line police technology. And they didn't know how to use it, amongst other scripts that they had. And that was My Name is Earl.
Yes. I only saw it a couple times, Joe, but it fits the bill for now. We'll put you down for
it. It was hilarious.
Thank you, Joe. By the way, Dan, you can help settle this. They're writing to @GregStocker, Beach Chair says, is the Twitter handle. Is Dom Giordano's son DJ on the payroll for his show? He's mentioned often with supply content. What the heck?
I mean, just try. Wait. Is Beach Chair DJ trying to get paid?
Oh, there you go. Well, I pay DJ. Okay. I pay DJ myself. Yes, it's quite entrepreneurial Rubles. When it comes to that. Yeah. I mean, his job is to scan and send me stuff. You didn't see this yet, right?
I pay him in life advice.
And I say I did see it a half hour ago. Come on, we need something fresh. We need some more content here. But boy, it's just hard to believe on Twitter. I guess nothing else to do. All right, well, that settles that. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Yeah, I kind of like the King of Hair tomorrow. We haven't done that in quite a while. We have a couple of other side questions. Poster on your wall. I wrote that one down last week from Dan. Really good one. So you can always contribute. You can always send us one today. The revival of King of the Hill. Yeah. The revival of King of the Hill is what we're looking for. Let's go to the other Jeff. Wait a minute. We got two Jeffs in Hatboro. Now we have three Guidos. The real Guido, some guy who really is named Guido, and a third guy who pretends to be Guido. We haven't heard them.
Oh, really?
There's
a fake Guido?
The fake Guido. We haven't heard them in a while. But the other Jeff, OJ, the other Jeff in Hatboro. Hey, Jeff, welcome in.
Yeah, there's really only one OJ in Hatboro, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, man. Well, you know, all these incidents that have been occurring, like even, yesterday and whatnot. To me, Don, it's so simple. It's there's a holy war going on. It's pure evil happening. I mean, they're hitting us over the head with the Pelosi hammer. You know what I'm saying? They're telling us.
Yeah, they're telling us that Hamas is here. It's not just, it's a Western civilization. The best was Stephen Miller saying, suicidal migration. We got to end it. And he's called all kinds of names. It's clear. How about the guy, though? He's shirtless as he's doing this maniac, running around shirtless, screaming in Egyptian or whatever the tongue is, and having a modified flamethrower that took him a year to build.
And then he had the CNN denial, and who do they support?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Now, Jeff, it is, and Boulder, of course, wait till you hear O'Reilly tomorrow. He made a career out of attacking Boulder, Colorado for like 10 years. Yeah.
Great.
Who's your what film is yours or a TV show?
Yeah, not only was it a great show with a great premise, but it had a extremely the definitive and a happy ending. The Fugitive.
Yes, in the early years, The Fugitive on TV had the biggest audience of any until Super Bowls and stuff like that. So, the Harrison version of it, the film, Tommy Lee Jones, really good. 855-839-1210. Hit us with that. You'll get on board. But Phil Murphy is always just hard to believe the stuff that he comes up with, who advises him. And we're going to lose the governor's race to people following this. I still think it's going to be Mikey Sherrill and, of course, Jack Cittarelli on the other side. And I saw over the weekend Politico, big national story, the take of New Jersey's candidates for governor when it comes to affordability. How are they going to make it more affordable? Well, the mayor of Newark guy, he said he's going to raise taxes on people. Anything over wealth. And he was starting to talk about over 200,000, like 11, 12% of a state income tax on top of everything else. The Philip guy, the guy that's the mayor of Jersey City, he was a little bit less, but he was right there with him. The NJEA guy running for governor didn't answer, apparently, but they know what he wants to do. And Mikey Sherrill avoided the question. Gottheimer said, I'm just going to make things more affordable. And by the way, I listen to Springsteen. Don't look at my Spotify record. I really do listen to him. And Steve Sweeney, they said, was the moderate in this. It is going to be unbelievable once we find out on June 10th who the Democrats are going to be. It could be by a minuscule amount, whoever it is. Affordability is the issue. I know they're insane in Jersey. How in the world can you vote for anybody with a D next to them when it comes to affordability in a place like Jersey particularly? All right, jump in. Lightning round out. Hit us with that show that you think would be a perfect reboot coming off King of the Hill news today. Hey, first of all, let me tell you about my friend, and he's my dentist of long standing. He's gone on about 10 years, Dr. Robert Bentz at the Bentz Dental Group. And one of the things I like about Dr. Bentz, he doesn't offer just one solution. That's it. That's all that you can do, Dom. Tries to give you a wide range of choices so that you can decide what's right for you. And that comes from really advanced diagnostic techniques on his part and the infrastructure, the technology. Then you get to see where you're headed and you can make a choice. In my case, I just completed a dental implant. The experience was everything I was told it was going to be. It's working out perfectly. And Dr. Bentz knows each person is unique. That implant journey starts with a comprehensive diagnosis, or maybe you decide not to. Either way, advanced imaging technology combined with his gut instincts, that's going to get you his years of experience and expertise. Why other dentists routinely send patients to Dr. Bentz if it's a difficult case. He'll explain in detail the options available and get you the smile ultimately that you really want. Great dental health is the goal. You're the partner in that with Dr. Bentz. Call the Bentz Dental Group now, 610-272-6949. Get that initial. Look, see, Bentz, B-E-N-T-Z, dentalgroup.com, 610-272-6949.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
Yes, that's right, the lightning round. King of the Hill. I don't know what they're going to do now, Dan. They had a guy that was a voice. They'd have need a backup guy. I wasn't suggesting every time you do a reboot, someone's going to be shot. But it does give you an idea of how hard it is to revive this stuff.
It did look like he was going to play a pretty big role in the season, too.
Was he?
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Maybe
there we go.
AI steps in.
I think Dale was a mayor at some point.
That's right. Yeah, we're going to put an AI reboot
Nancy
of this stuff.
Nancy leaves Dale for John Redcorn.
So,
and,
yeah. Dan, your number one answer was The Wire. Mine was Hill Street Blues. And Henry, yours was?
Community, but I thought of a different one later.
Ah, okay.
Westworld. Never got the ending. Ended after four seasons when I needed five.
I like the premise. I just didn't like it when I saw it, though. The premise was excellent.
Awesome. Some of the execution of the seasons, like season three, that's right.
Yeah,
I lost everybody.
Yeah, not good. And The Wire, my only thing is you're fooling around with something there. Oh, man, you might tarnish it. How many of them are alive that can come back and do it? Let's go to Bill and Bucks here on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Bill. What's yours?
Hello there. Well, greetings from Bucks County, Pennsylvania. My favorite TV show from years ago, it was a prime time, really did well, was on for several years, actually starred Martin Sheen and Allison Janney and Rob Lowe and others, produced by Aaron Sorkin. And it would be very interesting to revive this show at this time, The West Wing.
I hear you. Look, Sorkin is really good. Of course, A Few Good Men. But you know what? He's despicable, too. I mean, he ruins it for me. If you watch A Few Good Men, he was trying to spin it way too far instead of just that matchup, yeah. The character of Cruz and Nicholson, you know, we got it. You didn't have to rub it in at the end there. But, yeah, The West Wing is a classic. All right, thank you, particularly now. Scott in Mount Laurel. Scott, we're getting close to Dom Day. How are we going to arrange the shooting for Dan and for me?
Well, I don't know. We have a basket down there, or what do you have? I think the biggest thing is getting Dan to participate. That sounds like it's going to be our biggest
hurdle. Oh, he's holding out, huh? He's holding out. And Henry's at 90%. I'm shooting for 80, and Dan's shooting for 70. We got everything covered.
I went 19 of 20 at the park the other day.
Oh, there you go.
All right. Oh, he's practicing.
I hear they were very loose rims. I'm just saying
you
there.
You wish.
Yeah. And I won't shoot a ball on a double rim. The double rim, if I could get to Trump by executive order, tear down every double rim in America, I'd be happy.
Yeah, those are bad. And I guess Dan's holding that for NIL money.
That's what it is. Yes.
He's just going to come out, show him how tall he is, and say, no, nope, not doing any workouts.
That's right.
Wait for the car dealership money, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. So, Scott, what do you have today? Who's yours?
That leads right into The White Shadow. It was a great show back in the day. It was too short-lived, in my opinion. And with all the issues kids have today, and then you throw in the NIL factor that I just mentioned into the White Shadow mix, that would be a real soap opera.
Now, you're a high school guru. I read a kid today, I think he's only 14, is getting NIL money. Are we seeing it at the high school level?
We don't see it where I coach, but I'm imagining that it's happening in places that they don't really publicize it. But there are great players coming from all over the country to certain areas, certain schools, local like Camden.
Yeah, there you go. We're going to see it. All right, the Earl of Tacony, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Earl.
Oh, hey, Dom. Yeah, there are just so many shows that they cancel the mid-season. The ones that really irritate me are the mystery shows, where you're watching to try and figure out who committed the crime, and then they cancel it before they solve the crime. Fox had a show called Reunion. You never found out who killed the doctor. Babylon 5 had something called Crusade. You never found out if they cured the plague. So there are just, you know, so many of those. But my answer is going to be a show that's actually coming back. Starting July 23rd with Martin Short is going to be Match Game. Now, hopefully they won't make the same mistake that they did with Alec Baldwin, where they made it too political, where, you know, Trump is so fat, Trump is so stupid. If they keep it non-political, like the original Gene Rayburn version, it can be a success. As long as they don't go, you know, completely off the wall like they did with Joker's Wild and Snoop Dogg, where every question had to deal with marijuana. What's the best marijuana for a party? Sativa or Acapulco Gold? It's like, who's going to watch a show where every question is about marijuana?
Big stoner research out there. I don't know. That might go pretty well. Joe of Exton. Oh, my goodness. Joe, what's yours?
Yes. Hello, Dom, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
In the mid to late 50s, there was a family show called I Remember Mama, with a man and his wife as Norwegian immigrants in America. And the show featured and centered around their two American daughters and their interaction with American culture.
Thank you, Joe. I think they stole it from Ibsen or something. Dan, which one did you like?
I honestly didn't know they had television in 1947 when that show was on the air.
Yeah, so I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, no, yeah. They did. Yeah.
Okay.
My name is Earl, one of the ones I recognize today, The West Wing. I actually think, you know what? I'm going to go with The West Wing, Bill and Bucks. I thought it was a good call. I thought it was a good
It was
good
a good
answer.
Call. Henry, yours?
Yeah, so I enjoyed The West Wing call from Bill and Joe in Columbus with My Name is Earl, but I also thought another one that should be shouted out was Sam and Beth Ayers with Emergency and how he said, you know.
Oh, yeah, what it
introduced, like, EMTs and ambulances, like, kind of to the rest of the country that didn't
have
them.
I'm going to go with West Wing since both of you had it on your list. That goes into the hat today. Richie always next. 4 Big Hours, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.